If you want total peace, you could do without the heavy traffic two blocks away. But for the middle of Urbana, this little corner of Crystal Lake Park is a very pleasant place for a walk or even a little inner focusing. In a few weeks, those who like to retreat to the park will be able to walk a contemplative path that's contained within a 44-foot diameter circle.
People see different things as they look at it.
3 years ago, Kathy Brinkman envisioned that a labyrinth could be built here. She and her group, the Baker Board of Urbana's Wesley Foundation, have led people on what she calls experiential workshops since then. People get the labyrinth experience indoors on a pattern drawn on a giant sheet and laid out on the floor. As contemplative music plays in the background, you can follow the line to the center of the labyrinth and then follow out again.
From our perspective, we see it as a meditative tool, a way of relieving stress and calming the mind. Some people who've tried meditation, such as myself, have a hard time just sitting there and trying to calm down. But when you're walking, there's something about doing the turns that it distracts you and it really calms you down. And I found that regardless of the mood I was before I started walking the labyrinth, I always came out calmer. So I felt that from that perspective, it would be a real asset to the community.
Please note an important distinction. A labyrinth is not a maze.
A maze has false doorways and dead ends. It's meant to confuse and to be a game.
The man designing Urbana's labyrinth, Marty Kermin, wants to make that clear. The labyrinth is an older and more soothing puzzle than the maze. And it's that history that helped draw him to devote the bulk of his artistic bricklaying business to labyrinths for the last decade.
Labyrinths date back about 4,000 years, depending on whose estimates you go by. Some things have been carbon dated at least 3,500 years old, and there are no false doorways or dead ends. It's simply a unicursal path that leads from the entrance to the center. Therefore, you can kind of have an internal experience. You don't have to make decisions, and then it becomes sort of meditative or prayerful or whatever your particular need is.
Kermin calls it purposeful pacing. Several years ago, he found himself drawn into the labyrinth's mystique, and now so have most of his employees who follow him from the Chicago area to help him build.
They were a little apprehensive at first. You know, the boss is kind of off on a limb here somewhere, but they've seen from our travels that people really do love the labyrinths and they really care about the people that build them. We just feel honored to create things that nurture communities. What was it was said to us the other day? It's sort of like Johnny Appleseed. We go from town to town and throw down seeds and watch the seed grow, but instead of nourishing them with food, it nourishes their soul with spirituality.
This day has arrived.
When it's done, the Urbana Labyrinth will resemble one built 8 centuries ago at Chartres Cathedral in Paris. This one will take about 5 weeks to finish. And when it is, the area will then have a new place to purposefully pace. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.